Hello and welcome. This is Connie Reagan-Green with another call in the Online Marketing Tips series. This is my open call that I turn into a weekly podcast, so I hope that you will get your free subscription and listen to all of the calls in the podcast series. Today, we are talking about affiliate marketing, even though I'll answer questions on anything that you're working on. So there is a study guide available, and the study guides are either on the teleseminar page when I'm doing the show live, or they're at connieloves.me/study guides, which is all lowercase, when the call is in podcast. All right, so let's take a look. I want to start at the bottom of the page for the study guide. I want to talk about the quote. Action is a great restorer and builder of confidence. Inaction is not only the result, but the cause of fear. Perhaps the action you take will be successful. Perhaps different action or adjustments will have to follow. But any action is better than no action at all, by Norman Vincent Peale. Now, my mother used to always talk about Norman Vincent Peale, and I believe he was the one that wrote The Power of Positive Thinking. You can correct me if I'm wrong on this, but I believe that was what he became world famous for. But let's break this down a little bit. Action builds confidence. So I would agree with that completely. One of my recent books, The Inner Game of Internet Marketing, my entire section, I co-wrote the book with Jeff Hoff. He wrote about creativity. I wrote about confidence. So I devoted more than 100 pages to this topic. It's so important. Inaction is the result of and the cause of fear. And we all have fear. I've talked about this over and over and over. Pushing through that fear, doing things anyway, moving past it, that's what we really all have to do on a daily basis. And I like what he also adds here that, you know, the action that you take, you know, could be successful, but you may have to course correct, adjust what you're doing to find that success, but you have to take some action. You don't want to be paralyzed with fear or just paralyzed because you're not confident in what you're going to do. So this is so, so important. All right, let me refresh the page. Wonderful to have so many people here on the live presentation. All right, let's talk a little bit more about affiliate marketing, which is our main topic of the day. This is how most people get started on the internet, because we usually don't arrive on day one as an online entrepreneur with our own products and services. That's very, very rare. So if you're in your first year of working online, you may be like I was during my first year during 2006. I didn't have any products at all. I was online one full year before I had my first product. That was at the end of 2006. And affiliate marketing allows us then to have a huge, huge inventory of products and services and courses, all kinds of things, membership sites and forums and just amazing things. Almost all of them will be digital, even though we can all recommend things that are physical just as easily. It's just that our world as online entrepreneurs tends to be almost exclusively digital. The only things that I have that are physical are four of my books. Another one of my books, Time Management Strategies for Entrepreneurs, that I also co-wrote with Jeff Hoff, that one will be turning it in to a physical book in the next month or so. And that will make five physical products I have, and I'm working on a book now, How to Live the Internet Lifestyle, and that one will come out initially as a paperback during the summer of 2013. And 6 months later, what I tend to do is put them into digital format as Kindle books. So let's take this idea a little bit further. If you start with affiliate marketing, you can monetize your business more quickly. So none of us want to incur the cost of doing business online, and there are some costs, even though they're not huge, not like putting up a brick and mortar business anywhere in the world. But we do have some costs. We don't want to do that in anticipation of creating a product 6 months from now or a year from now that would finally bring in some money. So instead, take a look at what you've been purchasing. You know, I describe this as recommending what you love. What is it that you have bought and you absolutely love? I have people that are affiliates for me during these last couple of years that they're raving fans. They love what I'm doing. They love my down-to-earth attitude where I just, you know, set people straight. I say, no, that won't work, but this will. Let's go with this. And when they become my affiliates, they do extremely well because they're recommending products and courses and services that they really love. So one thing that I will recommend, I did it from day one, and I will recommend that you do the same, is purchase and benefit from the people and programs that you're recommending to other people. This is just crucial to your success. All right, let's see, take some questions. All right, and so question about the study guide, and if you're here on the live show, then it's on the Instant Teleseminar page, and it says your study guide. And if you're listening in replay over on the podcast series, then you'll find it at connieloves.me/study guides, all lowercase. All right, here's a question about what's the most profitable niche and sub-niche. Well, I thought about this. I looked at it a few minutes before our show began, and I thought, gee, probably those things wouldn't be related to business. I would say that it would be politics and religion and world news, things like that. That would be the most profitable. That's where people are making the most money. But that isn't what we do as an online entrepreneur. As an online entrepreneur, what you want to do is find something that you resonate with, find something that you care about. So that might be health and fitness, personal development, helping people to make money or to save money or to save time. It might be hobbies, which is pets and model trains, things like that, relationships. All of these are excellent niches. So if you go into something for the money, you're almost guaranteed not to make much money at all. It's sort of like if you were about to lease a space or build a building or you were going to have a retail store of some type, would you want someone to say, well, this is the business that'll make the most money? Or would you want to open a store that dealt day-to-day with something that you were really very interested in, had some knowledge about already, and really were going to be looking forward to doing that? So for me, for example, let me try to think. I would say like maybe a hardware store and garden supply, something like that. So I'm thinking of Home Depot and Orchard Supply Center. I don't know if those are across the United States or just in California, but I'm thinking about things where it's hardware and lawnmowers and some garden equipment, things like that. If somebody told me that was, you know, the best way to make money with a store, I don't know that it would hold my interest very long. I'm just not that interested in home improvement. I'm really not. If somebody said, well, a store with accessories, fashion accessories, such as hats and purses and shoes, that would do extremely well. Well, I'm interested in shoes, women's shoes, I guess, but not really so much in hats and purses. I don't know that I would want to do that every single day. So if you can get the gist of what I'm saying, you don't want to go after something that the numbers look good, because that's what we do at a job. We take a job where it's somebody else's dream, someone else's passion, and we're just going to be an employee that's going to help that person to achieve their goals, their financial goals, through something that is of interest to them, they care about. And typically, we don't stay at a job forever because we never did love it that much from the very beginning. So instead, what you want to do is look for your gifts. What do you do that other people want to come to you for? I'm a teacher. I love to teach. I love to sit down with people and explain how to do things, take a look at what they're doing and show them how to make changes with that. I love to be a strategist. I love marketing. I love that idea of getting a message out in a big way around the world. So what's most profitable for you will be very different than what's most profitable for someone else, and find something that you really want to do. So, all right, let me just go back here for 1 second and see what's happening with that study guide. Now it should be showing. If you refresh the page, then it should be It should be showing. All right, let's talk a little bit more about affiliate marketing. How do we get started with this? The best way, and this is what I tell everyone, no matter what niche they're in, no matter what they want to do a year from now or 5 years from now, you must start a hosted WordPress blog. That's the very first thing that you want to do. And by starting that blog, that gives you a home on the internet. That's a place where people can Google your name and find you. Finally, they'll be able to Google your specific topic and find you. You'll learn how to do that over time. But that's where you want to get started. And just pour your heart out into your post. Give all the information you can possibly think of, because every day you're going to be learning more and more and more. And if you want to see, you know, how I do that, you can go to, I have two main blogs. I have ConnieReaganGreen.com and I have HugeProfitsTinyList.com. And that's a way to see me really explaining all the details, everything that I know. Will I ever run out of ideas? If I pour my heart out every single day, will there be a day that I wake up where I don't have any more ideas? No, it seems like that would happen. But the truth is, the more you teach, the more you write, the more you share, the more you give away your very best secrets, the more you'll have. And I know that sounds difficult to believe, but that's exactly what happens. And finally, you'll realize the day will come. That came for me a couple of years into my business, where I thought, gee, no matter how much I write and how much I teach and how much information I'm giving people, I'm still learning more and more and more. I would have to write all day, every day to share every bit of this information. So that's something that you want to get started doing. Don't hold back. Give everything that you have, and you'll see what resonates with other people, what they feel connected with you for. And when that happens, that's when you'll start creating your own products, when you're going to show your take on something. And that's how I create products. I don't create as many as I used to. I used to create a product a month. I did that for a couple of years. Now I do about 4 products a year and 1 big course a year. The Weekend Marketer is the big course I do. Another thing that I'd like you to do is make sure you're connected with me on Facebook. Facebook.com/ConnieReaganGreen. That's where you can really learn a whole lot more about me, and we all need that. We all need a way to share who we really are. I couldn't possibly do that in my emails or in my blog post. It just isn't, it isn't possible. There's not enough time to give all of that information. So that's another thing that you want to do. Connect with me on Facebook and tell me about your, about yourself, about what you're doing. All right, affiliate contest. Let's talk about affiliate contest. I didn't know that anything like that existed the first year or so I was online. I was probably online a couple of years, and then I started seeing contests, and I started seeing some of the pretty big-name people winning the contest. And so in my mind, that wasn't anything I was ever going to be able to do. And finally, I started ranking on what they call the leaderboard for some of the contests. And sometimes I would come in 10th or 20th, and that was okay because my name was there. I was a player. I was one of the people on the leaderboard. And during 2008, that's when things really took off for me. So I had persevered for a couple of years. Every day I was doing a little bit. Some days I worked 2 or 3 hours. Some days I worked 6 hours. But, you know, most every day, 5 days a week, I was doing my online business. And over time, a lot of it gets easier, and you learn so much more that you can really achieve so much more in so much less time. And that's what we want with anything that we do in life. So I think of real estate when I was doing, when I was selling homes and listing homes. And in the beginning, I was in my 20s, and all of my clients were older than I was. And I would always complain at my office. I would say, well, I don't think anybody wants to list their house with me. They've all bought and sold a lot more homes than I have. I'm not old enough. And they're going to think I'm just a kid. They won't want to work with me. And a couple of the people there said, no, no, you'll find it's really the opposite. Because you're young and have a fresh outlook on everything, they will want to work with you. And that became true. And finally, when I was using computers in their infancy, with business, then that made me more attractive to people. But it took me a couple of years, really, to learn how to list a home or how to take buyers around, help them purchase a home. Once I learned how to do it, then it was just a matter of refining my technique. The same thing when I started with real estate appraisal a few years later. I was young and, you know, in my early 30s and really wanted to do appraisal. I saw that that was just an excellent way to do real estate in a way where I really wasn't selling anything. I was providing a service. But in the beginning, it was difficult. I had to learn so many things, and I was out driving, and sometimes it would be bad weather, be pouring rain and lightning and all these things, and I couldn't find the address, and it was really difficult. And I'd get there, and then I didn't have the right something that I would need, I wouldn't have with me, and you know, it was very frustrating all that time. And, you know, the same thing is with the internet business. It's very frustrating. It takes so much time in the beginning, but if you stick with it, then everything falls into place. Finally, after a couple of years with appraisal, same thing happened. When I was teaching, I became a teacher at age 30. And when I became a teacher, those first few years, very, very difficult. Finally, I really understood how it all worked, and I was able to be much more smooth with my lessons, with my interactions with the teachers and students and just everything. It just falls into place. So you must give yourself that opportunity. So let's get back to contest. When I finally was confident that what I was doing worked well, when someone had a contest for something that I wanted to promote, I really went for it in a big way. I would blog about it. I would write articles about it. There was social media in its infancy in 2008. Things were just getting started. So we used that, but not nearly as much. Teleseminars were big. I was doing teleseminars every single week during 2008. And finally, I began to win affiliate contests. Well, now, it's not that it's easy for me, but it's much, much easier than it ever was. There are still promotions that are very big, and some of the top names that have 500,000 names on their list, they're going to win those. But for the other ones, then you'll see Connie Reagan Green at the top of the leaderboard many times. That's how I've won 14 iPads, one iPad Mini, many Kindle Fires, a big screen television, computers, Apple TV devices, cameras, video cameras, all kinds of things, flip cameras. And I put together a report. It's a $7 report. It's 60 pages long, and it's my affiliatecontestsecrets.com. And I would love for you to pick that up and get the exact emails that I'm using to win those contests. So that's what I'm sharing in there with you, the exact ones. All right, if you're on the line or if you are on the teleseminar page, type in your questions or ask me on the line, and I'm happy to answer them because I want you to get started with affiliate marketing. And you can really have fun with this. Find something that would have appeal to people that you know in your day-to-day life, as well as people that are in your circle of influence through any business connections that you've had or continue to have, as well as anyone that might already be on your list. And hopefully you have your hosted WordPress site and you're building a list, albeit small in the beginning. And if you can find something that's under $50 that would be a good fit, share that information with people. One way to start, if you're in a place where you can do Amazon affiliate marketing, so not every place in the United States, there are still several states that don't allow it, but if you can become an Amazon affiliate, that's one excellent way. I was invited to something called a steampunk party almost a year ago now, and I didn't know what a steampunk was, so I went on Google, and it led me to Wikipedia, and I found out it was very, very interesting. But all the people I knew that had been invited, about 20 of us invited, you know, when I saw them in the week after the couple that were putting on the party invited us, you know, everybody said, gee, where do we get things that we need? There's clothing and fashion accessories and all kinds of fun stuff. Where do we get it? And I said, well, there's stuff on Amazon. I'm going to send you my link. So I did. I sent them probably connieloves.me/steampunk will probably take you there. I'll have to check that out and see. And what I had done is I had put all of that, the stuff on one page, and I had connected to it. Let me see if it's here. Connieloves.me/steampunk. And yes, it sure is. There's still things there. So that's there. That's through my affiliate link, which is incredible way to recommend things. And so I sent this out, and people bought things. Here's a necklace and goggles. It was so much fun at the party. And so people bought things, and I told them, I said, that's my affiliate link. I said, if you buy something, I'll receive some commission. And some of them said, okay. You know, they didn't really understand what I was doing until the night of the party. And that's when I explained it in more detail and said that I would be donating that money to my local Rotary Club, because many of the people at the party were in Rotary with me. And so that's another way of me sharing what I do with the people in my day-to-day life that are not doing an online business. They're not entrepreneurs. And it's a way to share that information. So that's an excellent way to start. Now, the reason I did it the way I did, I'll tell you exactly, is I didn't want to choose a specific product on Amazon. If you choose a specific product, that product may be not available at some point. Either that product is completely taken out of the lineup of what Amazon has, or maybe it's on back order or something like that, something that you couldn't get right then. So instead, I did the entire category of steampunk. And so when people go to this page, they can see all of these things. I think there are 12,891 results. And if they're going to a steampunk, which is what the steampunk party is called, then they're able to get things that they need. Or right there at the top, it says related searches, steampunk clothing, steampunk goggles, steampunk watch. We had a lot of fun with the watches. Almost all of us bought a watch. And that was so much fun. I think I paid about $20 for the watch that I bought. I don't see it there. But, you know, this is just a wonderful way to begin. So I would love to hear your thoughts on this. And Petra is joining us from the UK. Welcome, Petra. She says, can you make money with affiliate marketing if you don't have a list? For instance, with the Squidoo lens, marketing to the visitors of the Squidoo site. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about with the with Amazon, where people that you know in your day-to-day life, they're looking for something that you can recommend. But Squidoo is an excellent, excellent way to get started with having a site that you can devote to any little niche topic that you choose, and then people will go and find those lenses. So I have a course on that. It's at SquidooMinisites.com. And right now I am level 42 on Squidoo. I'm going to go over to Squidoo. And I just love being able to set up these sites very, very quickly and easily. And I'll tell you something else, though. Once you do this about maybe a dozen times, you'll be able to have other people do this for you. And I've always said that a sharp 12-year-old definitely could do this. Definitely, definitely. And when it's spring break this week, and I'm in Santa Barbara this week, and very interesting, lots of people at the beach, nobody up a little further. I'm 2 miles from the beach and near a school, and the school is empty, so everybody's away. But down at the beach, I was there for a few hours earlier today, and it's gorgeous, and lots of people. Lots of people there. So I'm level 42, and in this course that I teach, you know, you're able to set up those lenses and then finally outsource it to someone else. So when it's spring break, when I'm starting to think about young people, then right now I know it's about 12 weeks until school's out, which isn't very long. So in 12 weeks, I have, I think, 3 neighbor kids. One girl, she is almost 13. The boy is 15, and the other boy, I think he's 16. So somebody 13, 15, and 16, I will be offering them money to put up Squidoo lenses for me, and probably $5 a lens is what I would pay them, which is plenty of money because it makes them learn how to do it a little faster. And once I teach them how to do that, then they can make $15 or $20 an hour working for me. And I'll just tell them, you know, that I'll do them $5 a lens, up to maybe 10 lenses a week, something like that. And I'll give them the words that I want to use. So if I was doing like scuba diving vacations or something, I would tell them to set it up at squidoo.com/scuba diving vacations. And then I would cut them loose and I would let them be creative and be innovative with their thinking, because you'll find out that people will perform very, very well for you if you give them a little freedom to do things. And the people that really don't have that in them, you'll see that immediately. And you can either find them something else to do or just not use them for whatever it is that you're hiring them to do. So I hope that answers your question, Petra, that would be a wonderful way to go into affiliate marketing is through the Squidoo lenses. There's a module that I'll share with you. It's called the Big Arrow module. You want to look for that. You have access to that from the very beginning. Some of the other modules, you have to work your way up in Squidoo in the, you know, in the levels, and then they open up different ones to you. But the Big Arrow is available immediately. And with that, you can put a link back to what you're promoting as an affiliate, or to your own blog, which I highly recommend, or to a specific post, which I recommend even more highly. All right, and Dee Terrell is here, and she says, nice to be listening to you again. How do you prevent so much spam from coming into your WordPress blog? Well, we all use something called a Kismet, and it's right there. It's been on your blog from the very beginning, and you just have to activate it. If you click on there, it'll show you how to get your, I can't remember what they call the number. It's a long, I think it's the key, the Kismet key, and you put that in, and that'll get rid of probably 95% of it, so I don't get too much spam. If I set up a new site and I get some spam right away, then I see that I haven't activated a Kismet on that site, and it makes me do it very, very quickly. But other than that, I only get, you know, one or two spam comments a month at the most after installing a Kismet. So that's one way right there. Another way is you can require people to do what's called a CAPTCHA, where they have to put in some letters and numbers, and that's also a free plugin. You can just search for it from within your dashboard. And that way someone leaves a comment, but then they have to identify the letters and numbers correctly, and they have only probably three chances to do that. And I do that on my two main sites. So that's a perfect way to do that. All right, well, let's talk about blogs more. Are you going to be promoting something with an affiliate link in every single post? And the answer is no. I know people who actually do that, but I don't like to do that. I like to just write to share my information. And most of the time, there really isn't something to promote when I'm doing that. Instead, overall, the blog becomes very useful to people. It has excellent information on there, so they can connect with you and they see that you do want to give information. You don't want to only sell to them. Now, sometimes if I'm interviewing someone, typically people now that are interviewed were all authors, because that really became important about 3 years ago or so. So if nothing else, I may promote their book on Amazon. So I'm promoting something that's $15 or $20, and I can do it that way. But I don't always promote that way. In the sidebar, you want to have a few things. If you see my sidebars, you'll see that one of the books that I co-wrote with Jeff Hoff, Time Management Strategies for Entrepreneurs, was a winner in the Small Business Book Awards. My other book that was nominated this year, The Weekend Marketer, it came in sixth. It didn't quite make the cut to be a winner. It came in number six, so there was a lot of competition in that category. So I feel good about coming in number six, because last year I don't think I was even in the top 20. So I've really moved up with that, and that makes me feel good that I'm working harder to get my name out there in a bigger way. And speaking of The Weekend Marketer, it was just released as a Kindle book, because it's been 6 months now since it's been out in paperback, and that's what I do each and every time. All right, we've got a little bit more time, so I would like you to become my affiliate, and the link is there on your study guide. go to affiliatelinksandtools.com, and that way you can see how to sign up for my affiliate program. It's through Nanocast, which means when you send people there, so just say that you purchase affiliatecontestsecrets.com for $7, become my affiliate, and then promote it to people. You will not only make $3.50 each time, so with two sales, you've paid for your copy. What happens is whoever you send to that affiliate link, they're cookied in for life through my affiliate program. So if they buy something at any time from now until forever, you receive commission, and that's anywhere from 40 to 50% on my products. So that's an excellent way to get going. Also, if you want niche content for smaller niches, Susanna Myers has a fantastic program at affiliatenichecontent.com. All right, let's see if there are more questions. Okay, and Barbara is calling, and she says, do we need to put Webmaster Tools on our site? Yeah, I would recommend that, but I don't teach so much of the technology, because typically we have a tech person. If you're going to be in business, if you really want to get to six figures and beyond, you need to have a tech person that works for you at least a couple hours a week, a couple hours a month. I have one person who works 6 hours a month for me because I have more than 300 sites, so I have a lot of work that needs to be done. And then I have somebody else that works for me 3 or 4 hours, depending on what I need, doing some graphics and things like that. And then I have some virtual assistants. So if you're doing everything yourself, you'll find that that is very difficult as you build a business. So have your tech person do that. Putting Webmaster Tools on should take probably 20 minutes. So about a third of the time, a third of an hour. Sorry, I was reading another question. All right, and it says the question about Amazon Books, and I'm not seeing a question about Amazon Books. I don't see that. All right, yeah, so from Amazon you can recommend books, but don't forget about all the other millions and millions of things they have. I buy everything you can imagine from Amazon. I buy shoes and vitamins and toys and just all kinds of things. If I'm looking for something, I tend to look there first. I was buying some cowboy boots for my grandson, and the first thing I did was I went to Amazon to see. Then I went to Country Outfitters. That's a place that I like very much. I wanted to see the prices, and it depended on which style. Sometimes Amazon was cheaper, and sometimes they weren't. So Amazon has become a search engine, just like Google, which Google is not too happy about, but that's just the way that goes. And I think a lot of us are searching on Amazon, and if we see what we want, we tend to buy it right away, or we put it on our wish list, or we put it in our cart and don't check out right away. So if I'm only buying one or two things, you know, I might put them in my cart. Then I wait because a week won't go by before I'm back in there looking for something else. Then I just let them ship everything out together. That's typically what I do. And Dieterella, yeah, I'm not going to talk about anything technical, because if I were teaching you to do your own tech stuff, what I'm teaching you to do is something that's work by the hour. Most of us have had jobs where we were paid by the hour. As a teacher, I was paid by the hour. I was paid for 30 hours a week because that's when the children were there. And I don't want to teach people to work by the hour, because that's a job, or you could call it being an independent contractor if you're doing it for yourself. But I want to teach you how to be an entrepreneur. You got to think bigger. So as an entrepreneur, you have somebody else that works for you a couple hours a month, and they do that type of thing because that's hourly work. It really is. So anything that can be done by the hour or by the job isn't something that I would do. Sort of like a haircut or having the yard taken care of. I have yard people that come both in Santa Clarita and in Santa Barbara, because that isn't work that I would do. If I could pay somebody $40 a month to come and do the front and the backyard, you know, my time is worth more, because, you know, they come every week and they're there probably at least an hour each time, so that's hourly work. So you want to get out of the habit of doing hourly work, unless you're in your first 3 months online. If you've been online longer than 3 months, which I believe everybody that's here live today has been online longer than 3 months, you need to have help with hourly work. And if you aren't making enough money from the business, then you need to invest some more money in your business, because this is a real business. You can easily take it to six figures and above, way above, way, way above. I know, because that's what I've done. You can do that, but not if you're spending any part of your day doing hourly work. You're spending your time being creative, thinking of how to market, how to do affiliate marketing, how to create products. Maybe you're doing some coaching or mentoring. Maybe you're going to teach a course. Maybe you're going to speak at an event. Whatever you're going to do, none of that is work that's paid by the hour or by the project. So nobody's paying me to create a product, but instead I make thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars over time when that product is for sale. All right, we have time for one last question. Let's see if there's a last question. All right, Daniel wants to know about shortening your links. All right, this is perfect to end with. Excuse me. I shorten my links using something called PrettyLink. Now, you can use the free version of that. It's a plugin. You can put it on any site that you have up as a WordPress site. I chose ConnieLoves.me because that's a brand new domain. Here, excuse me one second. All right. That's a brand new domain instead of using one that I'm already using. So my reasoning behind all of this, excuse me, my reasoning behind all of this was that I wanted to have one domain where I would only go in and shorten my links. And that has worked so well for the last year and a half or so. I've done various things before that. I used a script that was causing a problem on my server. That's the reason I stopped using it. There's nothing wrong with it. It just had a conflict. So I stopped using that. And I was using BudURL, which is $12 a month, which I continue to have to pay. I won't be able to end that until probably the end of 2013 because I've got so many of those links out there. I don't own or control BudURL. That's a different company. So I became kind of a prisoner, a hostage, having to continue paying them. If you do the free plugin called PrettyLink, you'll be able to shorten all of your links very easily. And even if you buy the professional version, which I have now for PrettyLink, that was only $37. And that's at connieloves.me/PrettyLink. But you really don't need the professional version. You really can do the entire thing just with the free version. So I like that idea very, very much. And that way I can remember the links, because I know it's always going to begin with connieloves.me. And then the forward slash, I try to make it something that's very, very easy to remember. And let's see, do I have any here? I do. It says, see what other authors are writing about with free downloads at connieloves.me/Kindle Free Business. And that's something that's easy, easy, easy to remember. All right, so I want you to get started as an online entrepreneur. This is a worthwhile undertaking. It most definitely is. When I have health issues, when I have things I must do with family or close friends, I had a neighbor in a very serious predicament just this last week when her oldest son, who's in high school, had to have an emergency appendectomy. His appendix burst on the way back from a trip from school. They were just arriving in Santa Clarita. He was, you know, doubled over in pain. They had to go to the hospital, and they're a family of six. And so I was able to step in and prepare meals and give rides and do various things, and it feels wonderful to be able to do that. It's so, so fantastic to be able to serve other people in that way. It's because with my business, everything is time-shifted. I do things at a time that works for me, and that's what I want you to do in your life. Affiliate marketing is the way to start. Finally, you'll want to start creating some products. You don't have to jump into that right away. Finally, you'll create some products. You'll teach some courses. You'll do some coaching or some mentoring. All kinds of things will follow, but it all can begin with affiliate marketing. All right, thank you so much for joining me. I hope that you continue over to iTunes, get your free subscription to the Online Marketing Tips with Connie Reagan Green podcast. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day.